Hello, everyone, and welcome to Between the Sessions. This is a podcast for meetings industry professionals presented by the Palm Beaches, and we are coming to you from the beautiful Palm Beaches in Florida. I'm your host, Suzanne Boyd.
And I'm your co-host, Kelly Cavers. Our mission is to inspire those in the business and events industry with new and innovative ideas and discuss important developments impacting the meetings industry in the U.S. and globally. It is my honor to introduce our next guest, George Lindley. He is the Executive Director of the Palm Beach County Sports Commission. Welcome, George. Tell us a little bit about yourself and about the mission of the Palm Beach County Sports Commission.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here. We are, as a sports commission, very grateful for the partnership and the friendship that we have with Discover the Palm Beaches. Our mission is to establish and develop Palm Beach County as one of the most diverse global sports destinations in Florida, and we champion our county as the ultimate destination for sports and tourism. It's at the end of the day, we are here to develop tourism through sport, and we primarily achieve that mission through the recruitment of sporting events, through hosting and organizing events, and in some cases, even creating and building events from the ground up.
So let's get right into sports event sourcing, George. What are some key things that sports event organizers are looking for when choosing a destination for their event?
Well, the most important aspect for an event owner, the gatekeeper for us in terms of hosting events, is to make sure that we have access to the appropriate facility for that sport. It's all about the venues and the facilities, the sport infrastructure that lives in the Palm Beaches. And when we're out selling the county as a sport destination, we have to rely on the venues that we have behind us. We're not going to pursue sporting events that don't have an alignment with the infrastructure for sports that lives here. So first and foremost, it's having access to the appropriate facility for that particular sport event rights holder. Of course, the time of the year, the ability to host events year-round for us is a strong competitive advantage. So that is that's always something that we look at when we know that we can compete or outcompete other destinations. The support that they will receive from the destination, from event servicing to marketing support to the overall affection that they will receive from the community, is also a key factor. And of course, the cost of doing business, and whether that's having a favorable situation in terms of the destination's expenses or the ability as the destination marketing organization or as the sports commission, the ability for us to find ways to help offset the costs of doing business in the Palm Beaches. And that's something that our sports commission does excel at in terms of all of those characteristics needed to host events.
It's interesting that you say that about the hosting events year-round. We were touring a group actually last night with Discover the Palm Beaches, a group of meeting planners, and I asked them, what's their number one factor when choosing a destination? And they said weather, believe it or not.
It usually plays into a significant competitive advantage for us. There are times, as you know, our weather can be challenging. You enter that particular season where you have the tropics that create threats. But the reality is there's sporting events of all different natures that are taking place, particularly in the youth sports marketplace. They're taking place during the summer and during the fall and the winters, particularly when school's off during a Christmas break. And we have the ability to say, come take a look at our destination, because while half the country is in freezing temperatures, we're still in a tropical paradise. And it does win us a lot of business.
George, when you mentioned, you know, one of the greatest assets is, you know, the infrastructure, the facilities that we have here in Palm Beach County, can you highlight some of those facilities? And then could you share maybe on some of those facilities that you typically wouldn't utilize for this sport, but you have in the past that might inspire others?
Absolutely. First of all, Kelly, when you think about one of our core strengths as a sports destination, and it's something that I always mention when talking with industry representatives, it's the variety, diversity, and the versatility of sport venues that we have. And so we are consistently now utilizing over 40 different types of sports as those vehicles for tourism in this county on an annual basis. That being said, we do have core competencies. We have infrastructure for sport that allows us to host those events and move forward with that sport better than most destinations. We are one of the strongest destinations for sport in the state of Florida. That even might surprise some that because we do not have the presence of a 70,000 seat NFL stadium or a NBA arena. But what we do have is some of the strongest venues you will see. I mean, there's nobody on this globe that competes with us from an equestrian sports standpoint. We are the winter equestrian capital of the world. We have show jumping facilities that cannot be duplicated anywhere else. We are also home to the largest polo venue in America. We are, in terms of, and I don't say tennis anymore, I say racket sports because of the growth of pickleball, but we're home to over 1,400 racket courts, and we're seeing an explosion of pickleball courts that are coming to life in the Palm Beaches. We know that we're Florida's golf capital with well over 160 golf courses. We dominate when it comes to the sport of golf on all levels, professional to amateur events, not to mention from a leisure perspective. And baseball, we are the only destination in Florida that is home to a two-team complex. And we have two of those. So we have four Major League Baseball teams that are living in our county during the spring. And those facilities also present 26 diamonds in over two settings. And because of that, we're hosting the nation's largest amateur baseball tournaments for youth through adult and seniors. And that's happening when spring training is not. And so we have year-round baseball, some of the best properties of baseball. So those are four sport markets that we truly dominate in. But like I said to start, we are touching so many different sports because of the great variety of venues that we have here in the Palm Beaches.
That's great. I think some of the times, you know, you'd be surprised at some of the sporting events that we do have down here, like ice hockey. Who would have thought people come down here for ice hockey? But we have some phenomenal venues here.
It's funny you bring that up, because if you talk about trends that are happening, sports that are trending or growth opportunities, that would be one of the first sports that I would mention. We have right now two ice hockey facilities that's been with us for almost a couple decades for both of them, Palm Beach Ice Works and Skate Zone, that offers four rinks. And then there's a new venue that just opened up within the last year and a half, the Boca Ice and Fine Arts Center. And so that's another two ice hockey rinks. And because of that, we can now host large-scale tournaments. On top of that, particularly during the pandemic, when we saw a lot of individuals from the Northeast wanting to move to the state of Florida, we noticed, and we've heard this from realtors that were living here, one of the questions they would be asked is, hey, our children play hockey. They play ice hockey. If we move to Florida, can they keep their passion? And so a lot of realtors, and they actually reached out to us, and to talk about, can I tell that potential client that might move to Florida, can their child play ice hockey? And we're like, absolutely. And we pointed them to the three facilities. And according to the feedback we get, that helped close the deal with some of the Northerners that wanted to move to Florida. So ice hockey is a sport that is growing rapidly in the Palm Beaches, believe it or not.
You had talked about racket sports, and yeah, here at the Delray Tennis Center, because I'm in Delray Beach, you know, we have some major pickleball tournaments that are happening here as well, in addition to the tennis tournaments that are happening at the Delray Tennis Center. What are some other trends that you're seeing in the sports events industry? What type of events are big right now?
Well, that's a great question. The youth sport marketplace is our bread and butter for the off season. That drives a lot of the summer tourism business that we generate. And what we are noticing is that there's now a rise in youth sport participation. And that part of that, there were some sports, traditional sports, that were starting to decline with our youth participating after COVID. The numbers have skyrocketed. I'll give you another sport. You might not see this as a trending sport, but the golf industry was suffering before COVID. So a lot of golf courses, a lot of golf clubs were on slate to have real estate conversion. Golf membership was down. Tee times were down. Participation in golf events were down after COVID. golf is at a high, all new level. In fact, a lot of people say that it helped really resurrect the game. So I would suggest that is also a trending sport. And then you're seeing a lot of non-traditional sports that are coming to life. You actually see that in the Olympics. The BMX, cycling, skateboarding is a sport that is growing extremely fast. It's an Olympic sport. The county has a potential, well, it will happen. It's going to be a partnership with the YMCA and our county parks and rec department at Lake Lytle. There will be an Olympic spec skateboarding park that's coming to life. So we're going to take advantage of that trend. But you'll see in esports. It's something that we're still learning, but the esport realm is absolutely exploding, and there's various levels to esports. For us, that could be a big play for our convention center. But those are some examples of trending sports that we're monitoring, studying, and looking at potential event targets to bring to this county.
George, you mentioned, you know, golf being a trending sport and esports being trending. Can you share a little bit more of what's happening up in Palm Beach Gardens and the Tiger Woods TLG arena?
Yes, it's we're still learning about it, and I believe it will be an incredible opportunity for sport and a tourism perspective. But essentially, you're going to have a setting for the best golfers in the world that will be coming to Palm Beach County. You know, Tiger Woods is a partner and is part of this, but Tiger, Rory, the best golfers in the world will be competing in a virtual format for the game of golf. And that will be taking place on on Palm Beach State College, the campus where this bubble will be constructed. And it's a venue to come into the near future. I know all of our TDC agencies are excited about the potential. Plus, it will be an indoor setting so that when this special game of golf is not happening, hopefully it can be programmed for other types of sports or gatherings or meetings. So I think it's just another venue that we could tap into to host events or groups that will create tourism for the county.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see how they're going to showcase the long game of golf being virtual and the short game being real. So it's this combination sport that I think is incredibly innovative and very exciting for our county to be the first to come out with, you know, something like this. So, George, I know many times when we look at future trends coming into the industry, we also have to look at what the future challenges may be and how can we look at some of those challenges as opportunities.
I think when we think about challenges, and I agree, where there's a challenge, there is always an opportunity to overcome that challenge and to be able to create a strength out of any type of challenge. But one, and this is happening across our state and across the country, but you have the cost of doing business is always a talking point for event rights holders. We overcome that challenge by being able to offer incentives, offer grant programs, being a resource to navigate our community and find the value propositions that live here. But it's always a talking point, and it's something that is always part of a negotiation. In terms of challenges, there's no doubt that we're seeing fierce competition in the sport travel industry. Now, our sports commission has been blessed because our county has invested a tremendous amount into making sure it is a premier sport destination within our state and our nation. We undoubtedly have one of the strongest sports commissions in Florida, and that's because our county it has equipped us with strong funding. We're multifaceted. We have the ability not only to recruit events, we have the ability to service events, to help with the organization of events, and to provide operational support. So we've seen an investment into two Major League Baseball spring training facilities and a Parks and Rec department that is tops in the nation. And I'm not just saying that, they've been recognized as the top Parks and Rec system in the United States. So we have an incredible sport landscape. But that being said, there are more and more communities that are investing in sport facilities and sport venues around the country. They're trying to create an identity around sports. So there, we are seeing fierce competition, but I have no doubt that we're still at the top when we're competing against against other destinations. And then we always we pride ourselves on being able to host events year round. But like every destination across this country and across the globe, the weather systems can move events, can cause delays, can create some challenges. But at the end of the day, it's also hard to compete with us when it, from a weather perspective, because 12 months a year, you can host a sporting event in our county and feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, I think we absolutely have. I mean, we both, you know, from the business event side to the sporting side, you know, we really have the opportunity of, if someone's been down here already for the past few years, we have the diversity of a destination where we just need to educate them on all the other opportunities that the destination offers. The other thing is when we kind of talk about the challenge of cost and executing on something, we, Discover the Palm Beaches and the Sports Commission, have the opportunity to educate on the value of what the Sports Commission provides, because you are a tremendous tool and resource that you can offer that conference organizer to kind of showcase the true value that one's getting.
That's a great point. I'm glad you brought that up. I think one of the strengths of our Sports Commission is we're not just a marketing organization or a development organization. We're not just going to put together a plan, recruit you as an event owner to our destination, and then be there just to say, you know, give us calls. We do have a strong event servicing department. We have an event operations department, and we will help event rights holders as they plan their event with their operational needs. In some cases, we'll partner with the event and we'll help with the organization, not just being a host, but being an organizer, so that we can use our local expertise and guide them so that their event can be very successful, provide the enjoyment and the expectation to their clients, and they can maximize profitability. They could leave this destination knowing that they've been winning on all fronts. And so our Sports Commission will help event rights holders with the production of their event. And that's because of how we're structured, being a strong sports commission, multifaceted sports commission, that we could offer that where other destinations wouldn't necessarily have the ability to provide that level of event servicing.
Yeah, we're very fortunate with how we're structured, because when you bring a sporting event to the destination and that bed tax dollar is collected, it goes directly back to that organization to say, come back, we're going to give you that financial tool to offset, making it doable for you to bring your event back.
Yeah, you all really are an amazing resource for event planners and destinations as well. I mean, we had an issue recently in Delray Beach with an organizer that had a problem with the venue, and I called George and was like, help us. And so you guys are really a great resource for everyone in that space. Let's talk about teams, George. It's being held in the Palm Beaches this year from October 2nd through the 5th, so very soon. What is TEAMS and why is it so significant for sports event organizers?
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. It's an enormous deal. First of all, what I think is very special about it, it represents a remarkable collaboration between our Sports Commission and Discover the Palm Beaches. It blends both of our worlds. This event is not here without that incredible collaboration that we have as sister agencies, and the Tourist Development Council as well, the TDC, has helped with winning this bid, which was an enormous bid. TEAMS, which is Travel, Events, and Management in Sports, TEAMS 2023 will be a defining moment for our Sports Commission and the sport landscape in the Palm Beaches. The TEAMS Conference and Expo is the leading trade show for the sport event industry. It defines how trade shows in this industry have come about. This is the 25th anniversary, And so it is the Super Bowl of sport event conferences by far. So it is I can't emphasize that enough. We will have the sport industry in our backyard. We'll have it. By the way, we're hearing in North Star Meetings Groups, they're the owner of the Teams Conference. They've indicated just recently that this is now that will be the largest attended Teams in its 25 years history. As a host, you wear a badge. If you look back at the previous destinations that's been home to Teams, they're the most recognizable and the most predominant sport markets in America. So we're joining that group. It's only the second time it's been in Florida, by the way. So it was a big win for us. It's a big undertaking, but we will have international sport federations, all of the national governing bodies, the Olympic governing bodies for sports in our backyard, professional sport event owners, and amateur sport event rights holders from all levels of sport, youth to adults to seniors, will be here. And so we're working with Discover on all different activations to make sure that we're promoting the destination and promoting our organizations. It will be an enormous sales efforts for us. All of the attendees will get a taste of the Palm Beaches. And I've heard other destinations, most recently a conversation within the last few months where a previous host of team said, you know, that we hosted it 10 years ago and we're still getting business because of it. So it's something that we are extremely excited about happening, and we're very grateful for the opportunity to be host to Teams 2023.
Well, that sounds exciting, but it also sounds like a lot of pressure.
No, it's, this business wouldn't be fun without pressure. Look, the sport event industry, whether you're an athlete, whether you're a coach, or whether you're in the sport business realm, pressure is just part of the world. If you can't handle the pressure, then it's the wrong industry.
Yeah. You know, it is, you know, as you said before, one of like the challenges is just the competition, but it is such an opportunity because each year, every destination wants to elevate that experience or the between the sessions experience. And we have been preparing for this, George, for 3-4 years.
Yep.
And the beauty of it is the community has absolutely embraced it. And everyone has come together to say, how can we really open our arms and welcome everyone coming to the destination, which is record-breaking attendance. It's far than what we anticipated in succeeding everything. So it's an exciting time. Is there anything that you want to share? I know we have some secrets that we want to kind of keep close to the vest as surprise and delights when attendees come. George, is there anything that you want to share that someone can anticipate when
sure.
they come to the event?
You know, what I'll say is, Kelly, because you and what I'll share that I think is exciting, and you mentioned it, the community has come together for this event, is the what we're going to showcase. So the main headquarters, of course, is the Palm Beach County Convention Center. That will be the site of the marketplace, the exhibits, all of the meetings. But it's not the only venue. We will have on display other venues that our visitors will have a chance to experience. Will include the National Croquet Center. That will be the site of our opening celebration. So it's the largest, remember I talked about diversity and versatility of venues. Well, we have the world's largest croquet center in the Palm Beaches. So our guests will be able to have a chance to play the game and enjoy a fun opening celebration. The National Polo Center is a venue. There will be a polo experience. So you'll be a great networking opportunity with good food and drinks, but you'll have a chance to watch the best polo players in the world perform their craft. The PGA National Resort will be hosting a golf tournament. The Breakers is going to have a special setting for some of the partners of teams. And closing ceremonies, the closing celebration will be downtown West Palm Beach, E.R. Bradley's. It will be reserved only for guests of teams. And that will be a pretty special moment. And there will be there's others. There's other activations as well. But there will be a great taste of the Palm Beaches. And in addition to getting a lot of work done, there'll be a lot of enjoyment. There'll be a chance to experience the best we have to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, George, a lot of times when you look at the landscape and the venue that we provide, it's kind of fun to share some statistics of how at a venue has provided a platform for future success. Can you share some of that as it relates to the ballpark of the Palm Beaches and Roger Deem and how that has shared into future success of teams that have played here?
Absolutely. First of all, it's pretty special, and I think our county should take credit of it. When you look at the Major League Baseball teams that live with us, that are part of who we are, at Roger Deem Chevrolet Stadium, we're home to the Miami Marlins, the Heroes of South Florida, and we're home to the St. Louis Cardinals, which is one of the most loyal fan bases in all of America. Huge tourism. Then at Ballpark of the Palm Beaches, which is one of the newer spring training facilities in the state of Florida, was built 6 years ago. It's home to the Houston Astros and the Washington Nationals. Interestingly, and being one of the most modern spring training facilities with the most modern amenities, I truly do believe we're a catalyst or a reason why this success occurred. But the first year that the Ballpark of the Palm Beaches opened up, the Houston Astros won their first World Series championship in 56 years. They are a 56-year franchise, and they won their first World Series championship. Over the 6 years, we've seen three World Series championships. So every other year, two from the Houston Astros and one from the Washington Nationals. And by the way, when the Washington Nationals won the World Series, they had to defeat the Houston Astros. So it is pretty neat to see the incredible success of those two MLB franchises that because of our investment in the Ballpark of the Palm Beaches. And by the way, Houston and DC are one of the top travel markets for the state of Florida. They're a top 10 travel market where visitors are inspired to come here anyways. And we're just giving them more inspiration to visit the Palm Beaches during the springtime. In terms of those facilities and success from a tourism perspective, having those 26 diamonds, we're hosting the nation's largest amateur baseball tournaments, the largest of their kind. And we've hosted an Olympic qualifier. Team USA during the Tokyo Games actually qualified for the Olympics by competing at Ballpark of the Palm Beaches. So there's been a lot of other history-making moments. And those non-spring training events this past year, all those amateur baseball tournaments were over 54,000 room nights. And I'm not even talking about MLB spring training. So that just to give you an idea, there's been a lot of great stories that come from our two spring training facilities. Again, nobody else in the state of Florida has those amenities for baseball like we do in the Palm Beaches.
That's great. So, George, you've been here in the Palm Beaches for a while. One of the things that we always like to ask is, personally, what is your favorite between the sessions, memory, activity, or experience that you've had here in the Palm Beaches that you can share with others?
Because one of the questions I get asked all the time is, what's your favorite event? What's your favorite sport? And my response is, well, what would you say if I asked you who's your favorite child? I'm like, they're all my children. I love them all. and so in terms of the county, I truly believe, as Discover has promoted, we're the best way to experience Florida. I am born and raised in this county. I don't take it for granted. Not a day goes by that I take it for granted that I get to work and live in the county that I was born in, that I was educated in, and I get to work in an industry that I've always dreamed about being part of, and I get to be in a lead role for our sports commission and the county that molded me. So I love that part of my story, and that part of just going to work every day is what I love, because I do not take that for granted at all. And that being said, I do love everything about the counties or in between the sessions, from the fact that we have 47 miles of beaches. I really love the natural areas that we have. I love going to the Western communities, to the Everglades, to the wildlife management areas that we have in this county, and really enjoying the nature here that this county offers. It's absolutely beautiful. So that might rank as one of my favorites, but like I said, I love everything about this county, and I feel very blessed being a product of the county, that I get to serve the county sports tourism arm. And I owe everything to the county. I believe I really do feel very fortunate to to be where I'm at. And I hope to stay here until my time is up.
Yeah. You know what I think is one of the greatest testaments to the destination and the sports industry that I always like to share is it's where a lot of professional athletes call home.
Yes.
That they've chosen, if they were not born or raised here, they choose to move down here and to live here because of the surroundings that we offer. And I think that's one of the greatest testaments is these professional athletes that choose to call it home.
That is an excellent point. I'm so glad that you brought that up, Kelly. I think we're definitely one of the top sports destinations in Florida overall. And we as a sports commission are unique because we do believe that community involvement is important. We also believe that we must encourage our youth to embrace sports, to live an active lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle, and participate in sport. If we're going to be hosting regional, national, and global tournaments, showcases, events for sport in the future, we need to make sure that our youth are participating and playing sports. So we host an annual youth festival that's all about encouraging the youth of Palm Beach County, particularly from underserved areas, how we to play sports and how they can find a sport to participate in. We also own and produce the Palm Beach County Sports Hall of Fame. And we created the Lou Groza Award, which is a national award. We're a member of the National College Football Award Association. But because we have some of the richest high school football talent that you'll find anywhere in the country, to your point, Kelly, I mean, at one point per capita, there were more NFL players from the Glades area than any other region in this country. We use the Lou Groza Award to celebrate the best high school football teams, players, coaches, and place kickers, because actually it's an award that was given to the top Division I place kicker in this county. And it's all part of being a sport tourism destination, but the community side is important. It feeds in to being able to host events on a regional, national, and global level, as I mentioned earlier.
So, George, we always end our Between the Sessions podcast with swag. And this is different from the swag that you're probably thinking of, which is stuff we all get at these meetings and conventions. Our swag is a tip or piece of advice that you would like to leave our listeners with, something that really highlights, you know, what you do and what Palm Beach County has to offer as far as the meetings industry.
I would say a tip for the meetings industry, those that want to do business here, is first, when you're planning your event, or whether you're a meeting planner or you're an attendee, to make sure you come in a day earlier or stay a day later, or a couple days earlier or stay a couple days later. And I mean that sincerely. As a meeting planner, we, and I know Discover feels this way, and our sports commission feels this way from the event rights holder side, their success is our success. So if they get to taste the destination, they'll be grateful that you brought them to this destination. And for us, we're confident that there will be a repeat visit. And I will say that's the one thing about sporting events that we know. There's been studies, our national association actually conducted a study saying that a sport-related visitor for a travel sport event is more likely to come back to the destination. And I think this would apply with meetings and conventions as well, because with sports, you're on a diamond, you're on a court, you're on a field for a majority of your time. So if you don't build in those extra days, you get a taste of the destination, but it's only a taste. So if we do a good job of selling yourself, then that visitor will come back now as a leisure traveler saying, I'm coming back to the Palm Beaches, but I'm coming back to now enjoy a vacation. So what I would say is, just knowing this destination very well, make sure you encourage your attendees to come in early, a day earlier or a day later, or build a program around that will allow for time so your attendees get to venture out and experience everything we have to offer, because you as a meeting planner won't be sorry. The feedback you'll get will be positive. And then, of course, we're going to win as well, because we believe strongly, so strongly, in what we're all about, that there will be an absolute return visit. There will be no disappointment when you come to the Palm Beaches.
Where can people reach you, George, if they want to get in touch with you?
Well, you can look at our website. I would encourage our audience to go to the our website, the palmbeachsports.com. You'll have a chance to get a taste of all the venues that live in the Palm Beaches. You'll have a better understanding of who we are as a sports commission, and you could find the contact information for myself and all of my team members.
All right. George Lindley, Executive Director of the Palm Beach County Sports Commission. Thank you so much for joining us on Between the Sessions today.
I appreciate the opportunity to spend the time with you. I enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
And Between the Sessions is part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Thank you for listening, and make sure to join us on LinkedIn at the Palm Beaches or on our website, thepalmbeaches.com/meetings. We would also love it if you would subscribe and leave a review of this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. This has been an episode of Between the Sessions.